The son of a former Syracuse Common Councilor has announced plans to run for the Syracuse 1st District Councilor seat. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Joe Carney's candidacy is the latest of a crop of young candidates the GOP is hoping will revitalize the party in the city of Syracuse.
Carney, who's 22, made the announcement alongside several prominent Republican office holders from Syracuse, none of whom, though, are representatives in city government. Carney says the Democrat stronghold over City Hall isn't healthy.
While they may be honorable and well-intentioned, common sense recognizes one-party government is not an ideal situation.
Republicans are also supporting candidates in two other council district races so far. County Republican Chair Tom Dady says the GOP is bullish on their chances, even though Democrats have a more than 2-to-1 advantage enrollment-wise in the city.
It may be a little higher now because of the presidential year Democrats, but those folks aren't going to come and turn out. I mean, if you look at historically what happened in 2009 when we had a three-way race for mayor, if you added the conservative line and the Republican candidates together, the Democrat didn't win by much. Stephanie Miner didn't win by much.
Dady admits finding someone who'll run against Miner has been a challenge. Several prominent Republicans have turned the idea down, but he says the party's still looking for a candidate for mayor. And if not a Republican, he doesn't rule out a Democrat the party could find common ground with. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.